Odyssey celebrates Veterans Day, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
I'm Jed Lipinski. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Why do witches fly on brooms? I don't know. Why do they, Kennedy?
Oh,
happy Halloween.
Gets me every year.
Every year. Every year I play that, and Kennedy looks at it with surprise and shock.
That's fantastic.
So we were just talking to Hannah from Quincy, and she was talking about her husband taking the kids trick-or-treating last year. And Dad was like, if there were candies that the kids didn't like, Jolly Ranchers specifically, that they could turn down the candy.
Sure.
And Mom was like, no, you just take whatever you get and you move on. You don't get to pick and choose your candy. Just figure it out at the end of the night. And it might be setting them up for something as they get older that, like...
That they're setting boundaries and saying no to things they don't like? Let's not do that.
Jen is from Rhode Island. Good morning, Jen.
Good morning.
And?
Absolutely not. Suck it up, Buttercup. Someone's given you this candy out of the goodness of their heart to see somebody smile. So, no, like, they're looking to see somebody smile and give joy. Now you're just extinguishing that, and no, that's not okay.
Yeah.
And I agree with Kennedy that, yes, you have to learn to be able to say no, but free candy is not the place.
I see.
Jolly Rancher later. It's okay.
Okay.
Take that, Kennedy.
Indeed, I took it.
A gentle parent that.
Loretta is from Lowell. Good morning, Loretta.
Good morning.
And so you have a lot of trick-or-treaters come by your place, right? And what do you do?
I think people get shipped to my neighborhood. I don't even understand. There's not even that many kids that live in my neighborhood.
You must have the good stuff.
Lol.
Busloads, I think, that come through my neighborhood. Okay. I don't give them a chance to pick. I just take a handful of candy and throw it in the bag. Otherwise, I'd be there all night.
You know, that's like, what I used to do, too, now that I think about it. I just would take it out and put it in their bags, and that was on that.
Mm-hmm.
I'm all set.
I like you a lot.
Loretta, what if someone said no thank you to the candy you put in their bag?
How can they? They don't know what's going in there.
I don't give them time to think. Their head's spinning.
Let's go. Move.
Get off my porch.
I like you a lot.
Thank you, Loretta. You call anytime.
We sound like sisters, me and Loretta.
I got an aunt just like her.
I'm loving it.
And give Loretta the hotline number so she can just call it no matter what we're talking about.
100%.
Kelly is from Billerica. Good morning.
Good morning. How are you?
Good. And you have your 13-year-old with you right now?
Yes, and we listen to your show every morning. We love your show.
Okay, what's the 13-year-old's name?
Maggie.
Hey, Maggie, good morning. What is your opinion here? Are you allowed to turn down the candy for Halloween?
Yeah, I think you should just say no, because then there's going to be more for kids that really want it. And if you're with your friends, you can give it to them. But if you're not, then you should just not take it.
See, kindness abounds.
Okay, she's adorable. It's going to be really hard to fight with her.
Then don't.
Maggie, what about the person who bought the candy who might see you and say, no, thank you, I don't want that, and might feel a little bad?
Ugh. Well, there's other kids that'll want the candy, or you could just say that you have an allergy.
Lie.
Listen, if your emotional well-being is attached to whether or not kids like your Halloween candy, then we need to talk about some other stuff.
Agreed.
All right. Thank you, Maggie.
Thank you.
All right. Bye, Kelly.
Guys.
Bye, Maggie. All right. Bye-bye. All right, Kennedy. We have Jennifer from Hampstead, New Hampshire.
Hi. Good morning.
Good morning.
What do you think about what that mom was saying, being upset with the husband who's allowing the kids to turn down the candy?
I think mom is completely right. The kids need to just go, get their candy, get what you get, don't get upset. And then at the end, you know, you do the candy trade or you donate what you don't want to the dentist or whoever it is that'll collect candy afterwards.
The old candy trade.
Do dentists collect candy?
Oh, yeah.
I'm going to the dentist.
It doesn't work that way.
Jennifer, I could have used you on that Maggie call just a second ago. She put me in a pretzel.
All right, thanks for calling
in,
Jennifer.
Thank you.
Of course. Have a great day.
All right, you too. Bye-bye.
Why do witches fly on brooms? I don't know. Why do they, Kennedy? Happy Halloween.
Got her again.
Oh, got her.
You got like 3 days to play it, buddy. Have at it. You're not too far off.
Dan Kennedy was so exasperated with you. Did you hear?
Oh, my, yeah.
What about their feelings?
What about their feelings?
What about their candy feelings?
Well, I'm a nicer person than her. It's documented.
I could stand by that.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.
Odyssey celebrates Veterans Day, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
I'm Jed Lipinski, and Gone South Season 4 will be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.